morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. US equity futures have come under pressure overnight, with S&P futures down 1.2% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed Asian trade overnight, while European equity markets are lower in early trade. Bonds are firmer, with US 10-year yields off more than 10 basis points at 1.42%. The dollar is weaker versus the Japanese yen, euro, and sterling, but up against risk-sensitive currencies, the Aussie and loonie. Oil is down more than 2%. Gold is up. Industrial metals are mostly lower. Market sentiment began to deteriorate overnight after Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel told the Financial Times that existing vaccines will be much less effective at tackling Omicron than earlier strains of COVID-19 and warned that it would take months before pharmaceutical companies can manufacture new variant-specific jabs at scale. He said that the high number of Omicron mutations on the spike protein, which the virus uses to infect human cells, and the rapid spread of the variant in South Africa suggested the current crop of vaccines may need to be modified next year. Meanwhile, the focus is also on comments from Fed Chair Powell in a prepared CARES Act testimony that he will deliver today. Powell said that the Omicron variant poses downside risks to economic activity and increased uncertainty for inflation. There are concerns that it would reduce the willingness to work in person, which could slow progress in the labor market and intensify supply chain pressures. Powell noted that the Delta variant restrained previously rapid growth in spending, but recent data suggested that the post-September decline in cases corresponded to a pickup in economic growth. Powell continues to expect inflation will move down significantly over the next year as supply pressures ease, but factors pushing inflation higher will linger well into next year. On the data front, the highlight overnight came from China, with manufacturing PMI beating expectations. Initial reads noted tentative signs of stabilization after authorities relaxed property lending curbs and external demand strengthened. The services sector reading eased, while Japan industrial output missed. In Europe, Eurozone flash November CPI was much higher than forecast at 4.9% year-on-year. In addition, German unemployment fell in October, while French and Italian second, third quarter GDP was unchanged from flash estimates, and French inflation accelerated while consumer goods spending dropped. Due up on today's US economic calendar, Redbook Chain Store, FHFA House Price Index, Case-Shiller Home Price Index, Chicago PMI, and consumer confidence, while Canadian GDP is also due to be released. In corporate news, The Washington Post reported that Pfizer and BioNTech are expected to ask the FDA in the coming days to authorize their coronavirus vaccine booster for 16 and 17-year-olds, with regulators expected to sign off quickly. And CNBC reported that Lululemon has countersued Peloton for clothing patent infringement. Asian equities finished mixed overnight after most benchmarks had been tracking gains earlier in the session. Japan swung sharply negative, with value stocks marginally weaker than growth names. Mainland China closed marginally higher despite the drag from large caps, while the worst performance came from South Korea and Hong Kong. The focus in Asia remained on the threat assessment of Omicron, with the bearish pivot coinciding with comments from Moderna's CEO that existing vaccines will struggle with the latest variant. European equity markets are lower 2 hours into the session. In regional news, the latest Lloyd's Business Survey showed that half of UK firms plan to raise prices to offset higher wages. And Germany's incoming Chancellor Scholz said that he will announce the makeup of his new cabinet next week. Bloomberg highlighted that difficult spending decisions lie ahead for the new German government. It noted that it wants to reinvent the economy, but may be restricted by a limited budget. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.